Good morning. We're continuing Chayadam, Chalchav Aleph, and we're looking at Siman Yud Beis. Now, Siman Yud Beis is going to go through a long list of what's known as Devekim, letters which next to each other tend to get glued to each other, they tend to merge into one. You have to be careful to make sure that they don't do so. So he's going to give us a list of words where you find that idea. That's known as the Haftik Bein HaDevekim. It's also important to pause in certain places to get the correct understanding of what the phrase means. A person pauses in the wrong place, the phrase comes out not being clear. He also talks about that there are words that we're concerned about, that if you slur them together, you end up saying things which are chas v'shalom extremely incorrect. So we have to be careful with those as well. So that's going to be what's going to be going on in the rest of this siman. He discusses certain letters you must stress that pronounce them correctly, because otherwise, again, they can tend to be slurred into something which is incorrect. And all that will be discussed. One point which he does not discuss, which I would like to introduce over here, is the issue of Mel'el El Mora. So we mentioned it briefly in the Shir, two Shurim ago, that there's the letters of Lashon HaKodesh in general are pronounced on the last syllable, that's called Milra, and sometimes they're moved to the syllable prior to that, and that's called Mil'el. So Mil'el means from the Lashon of language of the word above, and Milra means below, so below means over here in the sense of at the end of the word, and Mil'el means above, means earlier, higher, and earlier in the word. In most cases, pronouncing something Mil'el Mora is not going to be Ma'akev B'di'evin. If a person pronounces it incorrectly and he pronounces it Mil'el when it should be Mora, or vice versa, the understanding of what the word really means will not change. However, there are some scenarios where a person changes the pronunciation from Mil'el to Mora, or Mora to Mil'el, it will actually change what the word means, and therefore a person will be laning, a person would Mishabura Paskins, that we would be machzer him because of that. Because he pronounced the word in such a way that it's going to be misunderstood. And therefore, the assumption is that by Kriya Shema as well, a person would have to be careful to pronounce it in such a way that it should not change the meaning of the word, and therefore say that the person would not be yotzei to the reading of Kriya Shema. Now, specifically, what are we referring to? So there's a fascinating idea in Lashon HaKodesh, what's known as Vav HaHipuch. So the letter Vav at the beginning of a word, many times all it does, it means and. Sometimes it means or, this or this, this and this. However, there are times, specifically with verbs, that the Vav changes the verb from the past tense to the future tense, or from a future tense to a past tense. So, for example, the word yechulu means it will be completed. Viyechulu means and it will be completed. So that vav is just a vav achibur. And, however, if it's written, a verb which is written in the future tense, and you have a vav in front of the word, and the vav has a patach underneath, va changes it to mean past tense, and it was completed. So va yechulu hashemayim be'oretz means the shemayim be'oretz were completed. Ve yechulu hashemayim be'oretz means the shemayim be'oretz will be completed, which is not what the Torah means. So if you hear somebody reading Friday night the paragraph of va yechulu, and it says ve yechulu Hashemayim Be'oretz, he's really pronouncing it incorrectly to the point where he's actually not going to be saying the words, the meaning of the words properly. So, and in that paragraph you have this multiple times. Va'yevorech means, not Yevorech means he will bless. Ve'yevorech means and he will bless. Va'yevorech means and he blessed. Well, Hashem already blessed it. Va'yishbois, and he, Yishbois means he will rest. Ve'yishbois means and he will rest. Va'yishbois means and he rested. So that's one form of a vav hipuch, taking something from the future tense to the past tense, and the vav will change that when the vav is a vav. There is a patach under the vav as opposed to a shwa under the vav. Normally, the vav gets a shwa and is usually written with a vav and a shwa underneath. There are some other exceptions, which is not relevant for our purposes. But if it's changed from a shwa to a patach, it changes it from the future tense to the past tense. So a person should be aware when they say the paragraph of Vayuchulu to make sure that the vavs, which are written over there with a patach underneath, are pronounced with a patach underneath and not with a shwa. There's going to be a flip around the other direction, which is relevant in regards to where you put the emphasis, which is why we're discussing this. We'll talk about that tomorrow or here. Have a good day.